Okay, so today we're gonna take a deep dive into this Kublok Baird Way document.
All right.
It's basically a company profile, right, for this company that you wanted to learn more about.
Exactly. Yeah, someone was asking, like, what makes these guys tick? So I think we can pull that out from them.
Yeah, we're gonna try to extract like the most important stuff about their values and how they say they operate, so you can get a sense of, you know, what they're all about without having to wade through the whole thing.
For sure.
And it seems like they lay out, you know, some pretty clear guiding principles here, kind of like almost like a mission statement-ish, I guess.
Yeah, it's like their DNA, right? Like what they believe shapes their work and how they approach things. So there are, definitely some key themes that emerge that I think we can zero in on.
Cool. Yeah, let's get into it. So first up is this idea of being client-centric. I mean, a lot of companies say that, right? But Kudlak Baird is like straight up, they say, our client satisfaction comes first. And they connect that to this idea of providing high quality, responsive, and dependable service. So, like, what does that actually mean? Like, putting the client first beyond just, you know, saying it.
Well, I think the interesting thing here is that they tie those three specific things directly to satisfaction. So it's not just about being friendly or whatever. It's about consistently delivering on those measurable aspects of service.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, are they high quality? Are they responsive to your needs? Are they dependable? And, if they empower their team to really prioritize your needs, even when it takes, going above and beyond, I think that's how you can actually see this principle in action.
Okay, so you're looking for those concrete actions.
Exactly.
Gotcha. All right. Next we have experience driven. So they really emphasize their expertise here. They say, you know, we are experts in our field and have the knowledge to be counted on to complete projects timely and effectively. So how does that like experience translate into benefits for, you know, the client?
Well, I think it conveys a certain level of confidence, right? Like they're saying, hey, we've been there, we've done that, and that experience leads to efficiency and successful outcomes. The key, though, would be to look into, is their experience directly relevant to the specific challenges that you're facing?
You got to make sure it's the right kind of experience.
Exactly.
Cool. All right, so the third principle is respect. And they define this as developing like mutually beneficial relationships with all individuals. And that includes both colleagues and clients.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So how does this whole mutual benefit thing play out in practice?
I think it suggests they're really going for partnerships instead of just transactions. They're not just trying to get the job done and move on. They understand that long-term success comes from these positive relationships where everyone feels valued and respected. So I would look for that in how they communicate and how they collaborate. Are they really trying to work together with you?
That makes sense. All right, up next is integrity.
Okay.
And here they really focus on upholding the highest standard of practice in all that we do, and they promise to like stand behind our work. What's the big takeaway there for you?
Well, a lot of companies talk about integrity, but that specific phrase, stand behind our work, it suggests accountability. And I think the real test is how they respond when things don't go perfectly.
Oh yeah, when things go wrong.
Exactly. Do they take ownership and work to find solutions?
That's a good point. All right, last but not least, we have forward thinking. So they seem really driven to find new solutions to our clients' problems. What's interesting about that one?
Well, I think the key here is that they're not just reacting to current needs, right? They're actively looking ahead and anticipating future challenges and trying to be proactive about offering innovative solutions. So maybe that means they invest in research and development, or they encourage their team to, be creative and solve problems in new ways.
Okay, so that's definitely something to look out for. So, just to recap, the Kudlak Baird Way is built on being client-centric, experience-driven, showing respect, operating with integrity, and being forward-thinking.
Exactly.
And they're basically saying that these are the foundations for a reliable and high-quality experience when you work with them.
Yeah, they're trying to paint a picture of their values and how they operate.
Yeah, for sure. So considering all of that, what are some specific things you might look for to see if Kudlak Baird actually lives up to these values in their day-to-day work and when things get tough?
That's a good question.
That's something to think about. That's our deep dive for today.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining me.
Of course.
All right, see you next
So
time.
yeah.